like to convene a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation.
This morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the October 16th, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation Board of Directors. This meeting is also being made available telephonically for access by the public. Rhode Island Housing's Director of IT will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Terry Lehane, Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, your telephones will be muted. To unmute, press *6. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1427.
Thank you, Terry. Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel of RA Housing. Members of the public can visit the RA Housing website to view today's agenda and information and documents for each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted, we will stop the meeting and attempt to restore the audio. Chair of the Board, Senator Goddard, will preside at this morning's meeting. Directors, staff, and guests, please do state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of our record keeper. With that, I will turn it over to the chair to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Calling the meeting to order, do we need to do a roll call?
Yes. Director McAllister?
Here.
Director Orr?
Here.
Director Goddard?
Here.
Director Designee Craven?
Here.
Director Designee Weber?
Here.
Chair.
First order of business is approval of the minutes of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation meeting May 15, 2025. I have a motion. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Abstentions? That was unanimous. Approval of grants for housing development technical assistance.
Good morning. This is Ben Foss speaking, and forgive me, I'm getting a little bit sorry. My voice holds up. I'm here to present recommendations for funding for pre-development technical assistance grants under the Proactive Development Program. This program is funded by a $1.4 million allocation by the General Fund for the Proactive Development Program. The board earlier allocated funds for dividing between operations and program, putting $644,500 into the program for use to hire consultants. And the purpose of that really was to establish the Housing Development Technical Assistance Grant Program, so that successful applicants could use consultants to help them do whatever sort of pre-development work they wanted to engage in. Principally, though, in four areas of eligible activities, things like environmental assessments, surveys, architectural work, engineering, permitting strategies, both at the local and state levels, and then also financial feasibility analyses, including market analyses and similar. We also left it open for the applicants to identify other pre-development things that we might have not have thought of. So we wanted to be as open as possible and allow the applicants to be creative in response to the needs of the projects. And we did ask the applicants to focus and required them to focus on at least one of four priority areas, that is helping to revive a project that is stalled and they have to describe how and why it's been stalled, facilitating the development of public lands, land banking and pre-development risk abatement, and then finally providing additional assistance to projects that had already received site acquisition program or pre-development funding from Rhode Island Housing. So we got a total of 41 applications, which was substantial. A team of six staff from Rhode Island Housing and the Executive Office of Housing reviewed these and applied an objective scoring criteria and came up with these 9 recommendations for funding, including Warwick Housing Authority, AMT Investments, Fed Growth Equity, Elmwood Housing Development Corporation, Minnesota Development Corporation, South Creek Housing Associates Corporation, Armory Management Company, Pawtucket Central Falls Development.
Can you hear us, Terry?
Yes, I can, Greg.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure we know when we lost. I think we'll repeat the vote. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, this is Corinne Myers speaking. I think there's no harm in repeating the vote to ensure that those listening in by teleconference have the benefit of the information. For the record, we had a unanimous vote to approve grants for housing development technical assistance as presented by Mr. Frost.
Can we leave it at that?
I think we can leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of the delegation of corporate authority.
This is Corinne Myers speaking. This is a recommendation regarding signatory authority for the Development Corporation. This action would authorize designated officers and employees to execute and deliver any contracts, documents, or instruments that lawfully may be entered into by the Development Corporation. This designation authorizes specifically the chair, vice chair, executive director, deputy executive director, and chief financial officer of RI Housing to bind the Development Corporation, its subsidiary, by written instrument, and supersedes the previous designation from September 2024. Staff considers this an annual housekeeping matter. We are not proposing to change any of the authorized individuals, simply to update the document. I'm happy to answer your questions.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve. This is Steve. Seconded.
Questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Seconded, Rob.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.